Almighty Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, for your greatness, O Lord. We worship you. Thank you for your mercy and for your love that can never change. Thank you, O Lord, for your love that we cannot exhaust, for they are new every morning. O Father, we bow down before you. We worship you. We honor you, O Lord, for you are great, and great is your name. We bless your name, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. We worship you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, O Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And this morning, Lord, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 19th of February, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his grace upon your life. Thank him for his God is good and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I am guided by the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this day no evil will befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. Oh, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. As I step out today, I declare lights are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, this day all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hands unto the Lord. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profit this day in the name of Jesus. I declare that my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I am directed under his grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, I lift up the banner of the Lord over my day. His banner over me is love. I declare no weapon that is put together in this day over my life, they will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, they are condemned in the name of Jesus. I declare today, the favor of the Lord is upon my life. The favor of the Lord becomes my reality. I speak to you this day that you will yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, I partake of the mercy of the Lord this day. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, oh, I am blessed of the Lord. Oh, his mercy is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I partake of the favor that he has prepared for me this day. In the name of Jesus, in my supply of help from the Lord, I will not be limited. For the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. Oh, today I walk in the light of his word. I walk in the light of his grace. I walk in the light of obedience. In the name of Jesus, I will not labor in the wrong direction. I labor under the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, I declare the grace of God is poured out unto my day. In the name of Jesus, oh, the enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over me. The words of the wicked will not stand over me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I am guided by the word of the Lord. I declare that the word of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, I carry the presence of the Lord. I declare, surely God's goodness and his mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the presence of the Lord. I carry the presence of the Lord with me in the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord shine upon me. The light of God is upon my path. I will not walk in the darkness of the day, for the light of God shine upon me, and darkness cannot overcome. darkness will not comprehend it in the name of Jesus. As for me and my household, we are under the cover of the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare today the glory of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. I declare, oh, I sit at the table of the mercy of the Lord. I partake of the feast of his mercy in the name of Jesus. My seat is not in the corners of death anymore, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I am covered by his grace. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, today we are still going to continue in the prayer as the Spirit of the Lord permits us. I want you to sincerely pray, dearly beloved. This is the season to pray. This is the time for us to arise in our place of prayer and truly pray. Men ought to pray and not to faint. I want you to pray, lift your voice and speak to the Lord. Our prayer today will be coming from the book of Psalm 31. Beloved, when you have the time, sit down with this passage of the scripture, read prayerfully and pray. Psalm 31 and Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 11. Let me read Psalm 31. Read the whole psalm. Let me read from verse 1 to verse 4 and I will read from verse 13 to 17. Psalm 31 verse 1 to 4. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Now go to verse 13. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side, while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed and let them be silenced in the grave. I want you to read Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 11. But the Lord is with me as a mighty terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Beloved, we are going to be praying from these two scriptural passages. Not just me leading you into the prayer, but you allowing the Spirit of the Lord to open your eyes to know the area which you are to direct the prayer to as it concerns your life. But I really want you to pray. This portion of these prayers becomes necessary by virtue of the revelation that the Lord has been showing unto me in the past 3 to 4 days now. Dearly beloved, pray. I want you to pray this morning. Call unto the Lord. Arise, Lord, deliver me speedily from the snare of the wicked. Arise, O Lord, deliver me speedily from the snare of the wicked. Deliver my destiny from the shadows of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, let your light shine upon me. Let your light bring me out of the valley of the shadow of death. In the name of Jesus, arise, Lord, deliver me, deliver my household. Deliver me, Lord, from the shackles of the wicked, from the devices of the wicked. Deliver me. Deliver my destiny from the shadow of wickedness. Deliver my destiny from the hand of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, arise, Lord, deliver me. Arise, O Lord, and deliver me, deliver my household. In the name of Jesus, Lord, arise. Bring me out of the snare of the wicked. Lord, arise, Lord, bring me out of the cycle of wickedness of my lineage. In the name of Jesus, Father, by fire, by your strong and mighty hand, draw me out, O Lord, from the cycle of wickedness in my lineage. in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, pull me out of the net of the wicked, pull me out of their snare, pull me out of their snare, break the cycle of evil over my life. Whatever cycle has been designed in my lineage, whatever cycle they have put together, that by the cycle of life in this family, this is how we move and this is where they get to. Lord, deliver me. Bring me out of the cycle of wickedness in the name of Jesus. Pray, arise, Lord, and show me mercy. Arise, O Lord, and show me mercy. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, upon my household. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy on my business, my ministry, on all that I do. Show me mercy. Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Deliver me. Deliver my soul from the sinking sand. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver my soul. Deliver my destiny. Lord, by your mercy. Lord, have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray, Lord, break the counsel of the wicked over my life. Father, break the counsel of the wicked over my life. Deliver me from their continuous conspiracy. In the name of Jesus, disappoint the counsel of the wicked over my life. Lord, disappoint the counsel of the wicked over my life. Save me, deliver me from their continuous conspiracy over my life. In the name of Jesus, Father, that you will put them to shame, that their everlasting confusion shall not be forgotten, that whatever it is that they have laid their hand to do concerning my life, the wickedness of the wicked will not prosper in their enterprise over me. In the name of Jesus, that they will be greatly ashamed. In the name of Jesus, in the evil that they have set themselves to do in my life, they will not prosper. They will be confused, and their confusion will be everlasting. It will not be forgotten. It will be made known unto all. In the name of Jesus, as for me and my household, save me, Lord, for your mercy's sake. Save me, O Lord, for your mercy's sake. In the name of Jesus, Lord, save me for thy mercy's sake. I want you to pray. Father, let me not be put to shame. Declare unto the Lord, Father, let me not be put to shame. Arise and deliver me. Set my feet on the path of glory. Let me not be put to shame, Lord. Set my feet on the path of glory. In the name of Jesus, set my feet on the path of glory. In the name of Jesus, Father, hide me in your secret place, in the secret place of your presence. Under your shadow, Lord, you will hide me. Hide me from the pride of the wicked. Hide me from the storms of the wicked. Hide me, Lord, from the strife of the wicked ones. Hide me from the strife of evil and wicked tongues. Hide me under your pavilion. Hide me, O Lord, in your presence. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer as I round up today. And by the grace of God, if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue in the days to come. But I really want you to pray, speak to the Lord concerning your life. That Lord, set my feet in a large room. If you go to verse 8 of that Psalm 31, the scripture says, and has not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. I want you to pray, Lord, set my feet in a large room, in the banquet of your glory. Set my feet upon my high places, and by your grace and favor upon my life, let me walk upon them. In the name of Jesus, set my feet in a large room. Father, this place that I am is too small, is too straight for me. Lord, make place for me in a large place. Oluwa fie semi libiti leti teju. Faye gbami oluwa nibiti leti teju. Set my feet in a large room. In the name of Jesus, Lord, set my feet in a large room. In the name of Jesus. If you read it in Yoruba, verse 8. O fimile ota mi lowo o si ti fie se mi le ile ti u teju. Speak to the Lord. Oluwa fie se mi lele ni biti ile ti teju. Father, you will set my feet in a large room, in a place where you, the Lord, you have prepared for me. Set my feet in a large room, in the name of Jesus, in the place where your glory will manifest upon my life, in a place where favor will become my daily experience. Lord, set my feet in a large room, in the banquet of glory. Lord, set my feet upon my high places, and I will walk upon them by your grace. In the name of Jesus, I name of Jesus. The Lord arise for your sake. The Lord deliver you speedily from the snare of the wicked. The Lord deliver your destiny from the shadows of the wicked. The Lord deliver you from the snare of the wicked and from the tongue of the evil ones. The Lord pull you out of the net of the wicked. The Lord deliver you. The Lord arise for your sake and show you mercy. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is upon you. The counsel of the wicked over your life is turned to foolishness. The Lord deliver you from the conspiracy of the wicked. The agenda of the enemy is turned to naught over your life. In the name of Jesus, you will not be put to shame, for the Lord will arise for your sake. He will deliver you. The Lord set your feet on the path of glory. The Lord hide your household in his presence, in the pavilion of his presence. The Lord hide you from the pride of the wicked. The Lord hide you from the strife of the wicked tongues. In the name of Jesus, as for you this day, the Lord set your feet in a large room. You partake in the banquet of his glory. You partake of the banquet of his mercy. In the name of Jesus, the Lord set your feet upon your high places and you begin to walk upon them. In the name of Jesus, whatever evil that the enemy has prepared to place into your life, it is cancelled and it is destroyed. In the name of Jesus, oh, your life is secured by the blood of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. The blessings of the Lord upon you as you step out today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. And as well, remember our special program for the month of February will be taking place next week, Thursday, by the grace of God. I want you to mark that day in your diary. Prepare yourself to attend next week, Thursday, that is 26th of February 2026, at the same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, behind Tafo Arena. The program is starting by 12 noon on the dot, and we are going to spend 2 hours of fervent prayer, of fervent prime in the word and continuous prophecy as the Lord will be given unto us. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.